So, how did it make you feel when you found out about the changes being made to Maysbrook?
I was actually really shocked at first because I've been going there for 10 years and nothing like this has ever been suggested about before. So it came as a bit of a shock. And I was also like really gutted because I think it's amazing that they're building a new stadium for Olympic standards and to use and to get all of these other sports included. I think that's brilliant. But the fact that the council is not doing anything to help refurbish Maysbrook Athletics track, but to help our team, which has been so successful through the years, I was absolutely outraged by it, to be honest.
Where are you going to be doing your athletics now?
Well, I don't know. I mean, there's tracks in Hornchurch, but obviously that's a fair distance to go. And all my friends are going to be dispersing to go to different tracks all over the country. So I don't know if I'll be training with the same people or whether there'll be a group that will be specific to the events that I do anymore. So I'm not really too sure.
Since Dagenham's become an Olympic borough, do you think that changing the arena to become a national handball, to become the national handball arena, will actually be beneficial, or do you think it'd be better to keep it for athletics?
Well, it's always going to be beneficial to wherever it's placed, and as I said, I think it's fantastic that children are going to get an opportunity to play handball because that's another sport that, you know, you don't get to do often, and I don't know any handball stadiums myself around that I could go to try it out. So it will be beneficial, but I don't know if it's going to have the same atmosphere as the athletics track did. Because Maysbrook's been there for such a long time, and it's run by local volunteers. It's like a whole community that works together to bring about success. And Dagenham, it was placed in quite a poor area of Dagenham, so it was very useful for kids to go and do it. I don't want to say get them off the streets and stuff, but at least give them something more worthwhile to do with their time. So it probably will be beneficial, but I don't know if it'll be to the same extent as the athletics track was.
Have you spoken to any of the volunteers who work there? Do you know what they're going to carry on doing with their time?
Chance to speak to anyone because I'm stuck at university at the moment, so I feel a bit far away from it all. I don't know what they're going to be doing. Like, Haven Maysbrook is still a club, and as I said, there's another track in Hornchurch, so there's still links, they can still go there. But obviously we're all just up in arms at the moment. It's all just confusion as to what's happening and the final plans for what is actually going to occur to this track.
And finally, what does the Havering Maysbrook Athletics Club mean to you?
Oh, to me, it's very important. It's my life, to be honest. I started when I was 10 years old, just for fun, and then found my niche as a high jumper, and I've been taking it as a serious event ever since. And so for training, it's essential. The people that have known me and worked with me for a long time and know how to make the best out of my event, it's very important. And also just for socialising, just to meet my friends from around the area and make the most out of my nights. It is a very important place, and I'm absolutely gutted that it's getting moved or closed down or whatever they're planning to do with it now.
Okay, thank you.